The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. The Earth bears witness to so much human history. Layers of it have been carefully excavated to reveal ceramic urns, stone tablets, cities and temples and burial grounds. So much history has let us find it, wander through it, piecing together a narrative of human endeavor. But our records are naturally incomplete. Are there ages of human life that have been swallowed up entirely by the Earth's slow churning, the mountains falling, the sea obliterating land, the very bedrock of our planet gathering itself up? The closest we'll get to recovering them may be simply to take a good hard look at ourselves and intuit what other kinds of thought and energy the planet has been shrouded in. Maybe I've just grown bored by the parameters of my own familiar imagination, but every now and then I have such a powerful longing for our planet's unknowable past that I'm willing to sidestep history in favor of outright fantasy. It's that very appetite that caused me to spend just about all my free time last week reading about past life regressions achieved through hypnotherapy. You know, stories of Atlantis and the mysteries of ancient Egypt, an eyewitness account of the childhood of Christ. It's not the certainty of fact that I'm after, but rather a place where my imagination might wander and wonder. My favorite part of these stories is how they surprise you with some formidable form of prehistoric technology, but now no physical trace of it remains. Like crystal energy that illuminated the streets of ancient Peru more effectively than electricity. Or powerful forms of telekinesis by which Stonehenge and the Great Pyramids were erected. Miracles so enticing, I'm willing to circumvent my natural skepticism to revel in the possibility of higher or stranger planes of existence. When I come back down to planet Earth as we currently know it, I wonder if the history of our lives, so much of it digital, will survive the next 1,000 years. What will the intelligence of the future make of us? Today's poem is Mitchell Jacobs' Soft-Bodied Animals Leave Few Traces in the Fossil Record. Millennia of sea anemones lost, their ghost lineages as branched as their tender, unkeepable bodies. We remember bone, tooth, shell, chitinous exoskeleton, the hard parts, whatever stiff enough to displace mud, a spine's archipelago. I bend over in this Utah heat, feeling the earth's vendetta against flesh, which it punishes and punishes, then decomposes. I unstrap my tools, trowel or brush, to use as the rock dictates. I had imagined grief to be the trilobite, many-segmented and ubiquitous, extinction's logo. They are shrines from the tough earth to its fierce loves, more mineral than animal. Where's the tilde of an earthworm that tilled the soil with its entire innards? A squid's roving, buoyant eyeball. The earth will save my hunched skeleton, but not the tapeworm that squirms inside me of its own volition, delicate ribbon as long and tangled as hunger or joy. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.